All right, lots of muscle tonight.
Sparrow's
Okay, Dalit. V'chein hakas, he mida, we're in Perikov test, ois Dalit. V'chein hakas, he mida roma oi. Kas is a very bad mida. Right? Which we know. You should make yourself, what's the lashon? You should get yourself used to not getting upset, even when you're supposed to get upset. Sometimes you have to scream at kids, so you have to put or the bnei beisai. You decide who bnei beisai are. Yeah, you have to show in your face that you're upset. But inside, you should be under control. You should not lose control. Right? And the Mishnah Brura quotes, because there's a whole siman of Shulchan Aruch that the kids of Shulchan Aruch is basing this on, talks about not putting too much fear in the house, because then that causes rebellion. Right. Okay. So Amar Lei Eliyol Rav Yehuda Achua de Rav Sala Chasida. Lo Sirtach v'lo Sech. They don't get upset from the word Reseach, means don't get hot, and then you won't do a chet. Lo Sichos Shemitecha Kas Adavali De Chet. From Kas you come to Chet. Lo Sirvei means don't drink a lot. V'lo Sech. And you won't do a chet. Oydam Rav Sena Zuchan Lemracha Kol Akoyes Gilu Ayvram Es Kavam Mazalas. If you have kas, it's if you have a rabbi desarva. Chol mina gehenim shalten bay, and all types of gehenim will rule over you. Shenemar ba'aser kas milibecha, remove the kas from your heart. Ba'have rab mibsarecha, and remove it from your basar. Ve'in ra ela gehenim. Ra means gehenim. Ve'gam rasha le'yoyim ra, and is a rasha on the day of bad, meaning the day of reckoning. Ba'le kas ein chayim chayim, they don't have a life. All right. That's why we were commanded to stay away from kas. Until you treat yourself as you don't even feel things that would make you upset. Meaning you totally forget about what it means to be upset. I mean, obviously it's very difficult. That is the good way, and that's the way of tzaddikim. Shein aluvin ve'inam olvin. They hear negative about them, but they don't give it back. Shayvin charpason ve'inam meshivin. They hear their people making fun of them, they don't answer back. Oisin me'ahava. They do everything with love. Usmeichem biyisurim. They're actually happy when they get punished. Aleihem akos avoymer. On them, the pasuk says, va'oyavav kitzeis hashemesh begvurasoi. For those that love Hashem, will be like the sun that comes out very strong. So, I mean, the Olam could try this at home. Hey, lo Olam yarba adam b'shtika, a person should always be quiet. And he should only speak in divrei Torah or things that are necessary for his life. And even what you need, don't talk a lot. Maybe chet. If you speak a lot, then you're going to bring a chet. There's nothing good for the body like being quiet. Life and death, or death and life, are in the hand of the tongue. Who wants life? I'm sorry, with his, you can get life with your tongue. If you want death, that's with the tongue. Meaning the tongue controls everything. Then they brings the Gemara. I think that's the Gemara. The Gemara bringing the story with all the body parts had a fight. Who's the most powerful? And then they went to bring milk to the king, and the tongue said that it's the milk of a lion instead of the milk of a cow. And the king said, "Okay, I'm going to kill you." So then everybody agreed that the tongue is the most powerful part of the body. Something like that. That's the story. A person should not be a joker, and hasolus is like a let. And you shouldn't be, you know, atzev literally means depressed. And einin means, you know, very straight, serious. Elas, sameach, you got to be happy. Being too happy can cause you to go to have iznus. Person shouldn't be such a bal nefesh, meaning so you know, looking to have tons of money. Nivel lahain, he's running after wealth. And he shouldn't be sad and not work. You should have a good eye, positive eye. Right? Meaning, don't look at everybody else. Work as little as you can. Whatever chelik you get, you should be happy. Jealousy, taiva, and covered get you out of this world. When a person needs to stay far away. Zayin, Shema Yomer Adam. Okay, so now what's a person going to say? Since Gaiva is no good, that they're bad. To take a person out of the world, Efresh man, the Yoyser, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to separate a lot. I'm going to go backwards. I'm not going to eat meat. I'm not going to drink wine. I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to live in a nice house. I'm not going to wear nice clothes. I'm going to wear sackcloth and things similar to that. That's also bad. You're not allowed to do that. You, like we said in yesterday's kitzur, you can't make a spectacle out of yourself, whether it's for good things or whether it's for bad things. You've got to go down the middle. If you go in this way, they're called a chaytish. Right? And he's going to bring a kapara for having made a chet on a nefesh. This is referring to a nazir. A nazir who only stopped himself for 30 days. It doesn't say that, but that's what it means. 30 days, no wine. And the Pasuk says he needs a kapara because he made extra isurim onto himself. Somebody who stops himself from everything, Allah is kama kama, that he's considered doing a chet. Right? Only stop yourself from things that the Torah said don't have. Don't start making nedarim and shuas on things that are mutar, which people tend to do. I had somebody today ask me that he's having a hard time doing this and this. Can he make a neder or a shuah for a month that will force him to behave himself? Today's kids of Shulchan Aruch says don't do that. It's not enough what the Torah said. You want to make onto you things that are asar onto you that are mutar. The Chacham said you're not allowed to punish yourself with fasting more than what's roy. Then you have on this, you have what's called a tainus arayvid, which for me is a whole lot harder than fasting, which is don't finish your plate. Or you're eating something that you're enjoying, don't finish it. And that is considered the equivalent, the Ravid says, the equivalent of many fasts. And all these things, and similar things to that, don't be such a tzaddik. Don't be so smart. Why should you be left with nothing? And it says, "Palis magal raglecha b'chol drachecha yikainu." Palis magal raglecha means to weigh where your feet are going, and all your ways. You should establish your ways, meaning make sure you stay in your lane, as people say, and don't lose control. So you see that Hashem created a world for us to benefit from, and that's what He wants us to do. So it's a delicate balance, like everything else in Yiddishkeit. It's a delicate balance to know when to about to say from a song, to know when to hold them and to know when to fold them. Meaning you got to know when is it too much, when is it not enough. Okay, Kfar Kasav Luches, Mami Yudah Ben Tema, Hevi Azka Nemer, right? You should be bold as a leopard. Shlo Yisbayish B'nei Adam, Hamaligam Allah B'Avayda Zavari, Yisbaruch Shema. You should not be embarrassed from people who make fun of you. Avol Mikol Mokam L'Yana Oysam Divrei Aziz, but you shouldn't answer them, you know, start yelling back at them. Shlo Yikne Kinyan B'Nafshoi, because you don't want to acquire for yourself a kinyan on your nefesh, liyos az panim, to have chutzpah. Even though ba'etzim, you could have chutzpah against them because they're making fun of your religiosity. Afilu shalai b'makam avaydah, so yisparach shamay, even if it's not in the makam of the avaydah. V'chein, meaning that that means that, meaning even if it's there, you don't shouldn't be yelling at people, even if they're not making fun of your avaydah Hashem, and they're making fun of something else. Tes v'chein ein l'skaitit b'shvil eza mitzvah. Don't fight because of a mitzvah going to spal of Nei Ateva. Don't make fights who gets the Amr and all that. Right? It's a bigger Elif in the Neshama, Aliyah for the Neshama, to not fight. Which is what they call the showbread, right? That's the Lechem that went from week to week. And on Erev Shabbos, they took them out and they were given to the Kohanim. Even though it was a mitzvah, the tznuim, the kahanim who were tznuim, pulled away their hands. And the kahanim who were what we call fressers would grab it and eat it. The nature of a person is that he goes after his friends and his neighbors and the people from his community. That's why a person has to connect himself to tzaddikim, and to constantly sit by chachamim, so you can learn from them. And you should stay away from rishayim who walk in the dark, so you shouldn't learn from them. If you go with chachamim, you're going to become smarter. And if you you hang out with Ksilim, with fools, Yeroya, it's going to be bad for you. Va'imer Ashriya Ish, that's the first parak in Tilim. V'mudabri Ir Shemanigeh Aroyim, and if you live in a city whose leaders are bad, V'inan Asher Holchem B'derech Yishara, and the people don't go in the straight path, Yelech Misham Lodabri Ir Shem Asher Tzadikim, V'noyagin B'derech Toivim, and you should go in the way that Tzadikim, the men go with tzadik, that tzadikim go, and then and those that are naik in the derech toivim. Right. Is that it? That's the end. Was it yur or yur aleph? Yur.
Yeah, that's the end. Sorry, I have to keep on.
All right.
That's,
okay.
Yeah.
We'll stop sure. Over there. Everybody should have a fine night, and Pinny should have a fine day.
This.